Hey guys, Tom Laird, voice of advice from a call center geek, CEO at Expedia. Hey, the podcast is brought to you by Expedia Interaction Marketing. We are a 600-seat call center outsourcer. I would love to talk to any of you looking to outsource any of your customer support or your sales functions, looking for political calling or just some extra overflow during the holiday season. If you are looking for any type of USA outsourcing support, hit me up. You guys know my LinkedIn. I'd love to talk.
This is Advice from a Call Center Geek, a weekly podcast with a focus on all things call center. We'll cover it all from call center operations, hiring, culture, technology, and education. We're here to give you actionable items to improve the quality of yours and your customers' experience. This is an evolving industry with creative minds and ambitious people like this guy. Not only is his passion call center operations, but he's our host. He's the CEO of Expedia Interaction Marketing Group and the call center geek himself, Tom Laird.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of Advice from a Call Center Geek, Call Center and Contact Center podcast, where we try to give you some actionable items, take back in your contact center, improve the overall quality, hopefully improve the agent experience as well. What is going on? My name is Tom Laird. I am the CEO here at Expedia Interaction Marketing. Expedia is a 600-seat call center BPO located here in northwestern Pennsylvania. How's everybody doing? Really excited about what we're going to talk about here. It's kind of at the cutting edge of where the industry is at, and I want to change some thought processes out there. We are so focused, you know, when it comes to this kind of AI revolution and ChatGPT, and I think rightfully so. Chatbots are kind of all anyone is talking about right now. Now, and I'm not saying everyone, but for kind of the newer person kind of into the industry, or if you are kind of a journalist looking in from the outside, that's what the focus is on, is how is a ChatGPT, how is AI going to take over the agent, going to be able to be the full KMS, be able to speak, you know, a human language back to a customer and just be able to take over everything from a kind of an advanced chatbot type of agent, when there is so much more going on in the space. I get really, really excited for this. Like I the AI thing, you're either into it. I think if you're from the call center side, or you're petrified of it. And I don't think there's any reason to be scared of this. Okay. All of this stuff is going to enhance the customer experience, enhance everyone's bottom line, make the agent that is on the phone feel more empowered. Right. So these are some things. Today I want to talk about 10 unique, right, applications or use cases for AI or ChatGPT that goes way beyond the chatbot. And how can AI have a huge impact in the customer experience on some of these other tools that maybe we're not thinking about, but we should be thinking about? I know I am thinking about them, and I'd love to get you guys out there to start to kind of change the thought process of, again, being maybe a little terrified of what's about to happen, to be like, all right, you know, this is pretty cool. Let's start to look at how this could affect our organization. And what are some of the tools that we think can help? So let's kind of dig into this. I have 10 unique kind of use cases or applications. They're in no particular order, right? So number one is training and onboarding. Back in my previous life, we had a 1,200-seat contact center that I ran. One of the things that was really cool is we worked for a bank, and it was, you know, I'm not going to say the bank's name, but a top three largest bank in the United States. And we handled a ton of their card services. So we built basically, and I know a lot of you guys already as well, built a simulation, which basically was kind of a dummy screen that looked exactly how the live screen would be, that had dummy data that agents could kind of, you know, play with and manipulate and kind of role play with. Well, we're going to see that kind of, again, I use on steroids a lot. Right, but we're going to really see that taken to the 100x. Guided role play, right? You can be the agent. You can be the customer, going back and forth, right? Giving real-time feedback on what is happening, you know, with this kind of simulation that we're working on with the real-time screen, right? Different scenarios that are going to come up, right? Having nothing being the same. Like every experience is different based on, you know, what is actually being said on the phone through the AI. It's not just the kind of a recording that we're kind of going back and forth with, or, you know, another human kind of doing it, but the actual, the AI or the bot, you know, having that experience with the agent, right? Again, I think that they could make some funny scenarios, some very difficult scenarios, that we're going to be able to have and be able to go through all of that before, you know, they get on the phone, which is going to increase the speed of an agent to get on the phone, increase their competence when they get there, and also their confidence, which I think is a huge piece of the customer experience. Number two, super excited for gamification. Most organizations, or a lot of organizations, especially if you're larger, have some type of gamification. I think it's really cool. You know, you can bet coins, or you have different tasks that you're trying to hit throughout the day, seeing leaderboards and kind of doing all that. But again, I think that this takes agents into immersive game-like places, right? Like think about like going to try to slay a dragon in a castle based on what you did on the phone or your sales or the tone of your voice or QA or things that we've been working on that you're actually starting to get that maybe makes you go over this ladder quicker. Right. I think there's a ton of different ways that gamification becomes not just in the contact center, but it becomes an awesome thing, not just kind of this little like leaderboard and really cool stuff that you can then go buy in the company store, right? But having really immersive experiences like you would when you're actually playing a game. So super excited to see who's working on that. I've talked to a couple people, you know, over the last couple weeks that are thinking of putting something together with this. Wanted my opinion on some of it, and I loved it. And I can't wait to be kind of hopefully a part of it with them. All right, number three, I think is kind of a little bit more mainstream and where we're thinking of, I'm thinking of it as kind of like, agent assistant 2.0, 3.0, 5.0, right? Where we're going to have, you know, AI generated innovative solutions, right? Getting the problem solving to take it to different levels on complex situations that happen in the contact center. You know, everybody talks about that AI is just going to be able to take away these tier one issues. I'm like, I don't know. ChatGPT can certainly take some very complex issues and make them extremely easy to talk about and have that kind of sunk into our mind. So I think that the problem solving capabilities for agents are going to go through the roof because they have this giant brain of AI behind them that can think through in different ways. So the first call resolution is going to get so much better. How we're going to solve problems is going to get better. How creative that we can be with customers. So we just can't say, unfortunately, I can't help you with that. But to really think through different scenarios that will be able to help the customer. I think that's going to be, you know, a really cool use for it. That's coming, and that's probably going to be sooner than later. But I think that's kind of a unique kind of use case compared to where we are today. You know, workforce management is another lot with this and getting for here, I guess. But think about an officer, right? Or contact center manager, WFM manager, right? That's helping to schedule coffee, suggesting things like address that, or looking at, hey, you know, the occupancy of these three reps is really high. I want to give them a break, and I'm going to back down the calls and the preferences that we're having them there so that they take less amount of calls over this next interval. Or maybe, you know, looking at the tone of this agent is a little off right now. Maybe I want to back them down. Or, hey, Janie is absolutely killing it right now. Let's give her some more calls because she's really close to her sales goals. But having all of this kind of different type of, and that gets into routing as well, but looking at the agents and really looking at how calls are being forecasted and having these kind of immersive, I don't want to say experiences, but, you know, ways to just totally understand what is actually happening in the contact center from an occupancy standpoint, from a forecasting standpoint, and to be able to really be proactive with a lot of those things. I think WFM is one of the earliest tools that AI has had a huge impact on, and I think it's going to have a even larger impact when we really start to see some of the things that we're able to do with the AI. You know, augmented reality and with the ChatGPT integration makes total sense, right? So from a chatbot kind of perspective, to be able to merge these two technologies. So if I have, you know, I had a huge issue with my freaking filter for my refrigerator when we got a new fridge. I had no idea. I could not put that stupid water filter in. So I went on YouTube and I was looking and I kind of got it and finally figured it out. But to be able to have that type of experience where I could call, see something on my phone, have an augmented, be able to still do chat, right? And have that experience back and forth. That's where I think a real chatbot really can come into play. To basically, you know, you see ChatGPT now getting into pictures and getting into JPEGs and getting into video and being able to do amazing things with that. So I think the augmented reality piece of this is not that far away either, for a lot of kind of the troubleshooting and making sure that, you know, I think it could be kind of a little bit of more of an enjoyable experience than just having, you know, text, right? I think that's the piece of it that, you know, maybe you have a little smiley face that says, hey, thank you for you know, interacting. How can I help you? You know, those kind of things. Cause I don't know, is it talking? Are they interacting? You know, I think some of those things we might need to think through too of what is the actual interaction? Are we actually talking to a bot or are we interacting with a bot? Probably another day for that. Number seven, anomaly detection, right? Fraud protection with ChatGPT, right? Having basically a Sherlock Holmes that is looking at everything, right? Currently, you know, a lot of times we're looking at voice, right? We're making sure that the voice can match what the agent or what the customer is, who they are. We're looking at any type of things that we can see on a screen from a Salesforce screen or from a, you know, a proprietary, you know, financial services core screen. But there's so much more that goes into this. We're looking at their account balances instantly, right? I know we have that information, but to be able to take a snapshot in 1 second over the course of how this customer has interacted, who they are, how their voice is, what is their sentiment or what is their inflection in their voice? Should they be male? Should they be female? Like all of these things that kind of can come into play and to figure out if there's some type of fraud or if something weird is going on. You know, looking at what they're actually saying and how they're saying it. So, you know, anomaly, it's going to get more difficult. I'm sure there'll be some other things that these guys are going to end up having to try to do to try to trick the systems. But it's going to get really, really, really good, especially when we can look at transactional data in such a quick moment and then tie all those other things that actually come into the contact center as well. You know, number eight is kind of let's look at, you know, the customer lifetime value, right? The CLV of a customer, right? See who our high-end customers are and maybe who we want to get to become and maximize the high-end revenue for some of these customers. You know, working with that bank back in the day, they had about 20 different cross-sell or upsell opportunities that we had. And based on their algorithm, they would knock it down to like three. And it would be up to the agent to kind of listen to what's happening on the call. Well, you know, I think all of that kind of goes away based on what the customer is saying, based on all their past history with us. There's going to be one or two specific things that are going to be laid in script or laid into something that the agent needs to talk about, right? And why, right? So the thought process of what should I sell this customer is all going to be done, right? The algorithms are going to be able to like just to tell you, hey, listen, here's the deal, sell this. And we're focused now more kind of on the sales aspect, which we're going to get some help with as well. But really kind of looking at that, those high-end customers. And also, you know, we're going to talk about routing here in a little bit, but looking at when a call comes into an IVR, who those high-end customers are, if they are of high value, maybe they do go to the front of the line. I know we can do that now, right, with based on some CRM things, but I think the ease of this. And let me just say that too. I think a lot of these things we can do today, but they're kind of difficult, right? When you look at, you know, analytics, which we're going to talk about next, right? The high-end analytic platforms like a Nexidia or, you know, and I would say they're really high-end, but they're very difficult to utilize. I think you have companies now coming in the space like an Observed.ai that kind of gets it. And they're making their things much more user-friendly so you don't have to be a PhD in engineering to kind of figure this stuff out. But what I think is going to happen is ChatGPT and that interface of how we're interacting is basically going to be your analytic platform. So I'm going to just be able to say, hey, can you tell me what percentage of our customers used the phrase too expensive yesterday and what impact do we think that it would have if we lowered the cost 20% on our bottom line? Can you tell me the top five agents yesterday that had the highest sentiment scores? And can you correlate their cross-sell, upsell to how much money, right? All of these crazy things that tie in and having these conversations back and forth where ChatGPT or that chatbot then gives you that answer and then you want to drill down more. Be like, all right, well, how about the top two? And then how much more did they make compared to our bottom two? And then have those answers right from a BI tool and an analytics tool kind of tied together. And instead of looking at if-then statements and queries and keywords that are bubbling the bubble letters, right? And seeing, all right, I can kind of see what's going on here. Let's drill down with some queries, right? To just have everybody in your organization be able to instantly go and just be asking questions based on the analytic data that you have is going to be a huge piece and a huge change that will affect the bottom line of so many organizations, especially when they're starting to be able to utilize different segments, right? One is voice, one is everything from finance, one is from marketing, right? And tying that all together and just be able to ask a couple easy questions, you know, analysts and things like that, I think that they could be in big trouble even more than the contact center because the thought process of that is going to be already done and it's going to be so much quicker than what we're doing today. Super excited about that. I'm excited to see the first organization that comes up with kind of just the, hey, I just want to ask a couple questions here and is going to give all of the answers based on the analytics. You know, the number nine is we've talked about Sanas, S-A-N-A-S, and I don't think I screwed that up, Sanas, who's an organization that is basically changing the tone or changing the inflection of someone who may be offshore to sound like they're onshore or sound like maybe they're from Western Europe, right? So you want somebody in the Philippines or India to sound like they're talking with a British accent or a German accent or somebody from Texas or New York, right? Or Pittsburgh with our yins. That's happening now. And I think that gets taken to a whole nother level of where that's going to really enhance the offshore offerings from a BPO standpoint. And then also just real-time translation, right? Having things be able to go back and forth that you don't need a language line. You know, when you talk, it's not only just going to show up on your screen, but the voice will be that voice of your language. And I think that's going to have a huge impact too on how the customer experience works. The ease of use, it is going to start to become how contact centers can handle a ton of different voices, especially is important if you are in Western Europe where there's so many different languages happening. I think this is going to be a huge, huge impact too. And number 10 is intelligent routing with like a ChatGPT or an AI, right? Currently, skills-based routing is great. We're trying to get things to the best agent. But again, as I said earlier, looking at into so many different aspects of things now, what is the highest person with the highest cross-sell today? Who did this customer talk to last? Did they have a good experience? Maybe they talked to them last and actually negative sentiment. Don't send it to them. Is this customer overall, when I look at their sentiment score, always negative and kind of a little bit hard to deal with? Well, then maybe I need to send them to this agent who deals with those types really well because we see that they've been changing negative sentiment customers to positive over 80% of the time. Taking in all of that data instantly and coming up with who should this call go to, right? Instead of just the most available or getting into some of the, you know, CRM things that we kind of talked about in previous podcasts. I think, you know, that's a huge piece of the things that we're not talking about with AI and with ChatGPT. So again, there's so much to this pie. We need to take a breath, step back from the chatbot world, understand that your organization can benefit from these type of tools immensely. And start to have the conversations. I don't think you need to make any huge investments right now because this stuff is so new, but start to play around with it. Start to learn about it. Start to think about what could affect our customers the most from a positive standpoint. What could affect our contact center? What could affect our bottom line? You know, are we a financial services organization? We really need to focus on analytics, our highest customers in security and fraud protection, right? Or, you know, are we somebody who's like, listen, our number one mission is to have fun in our contact center and gamification has to be, you know, where we want to take this thing because we think a happy agent means a happy customer, right? All of these things, again, go back to defining your culture, what type of organization you are, and start to think about some of the really cool things. And I guarantee you, if you guys all sit in a room and you brainstorm what would be some of the coolest things that we could possibly come up with, I guarantee you they're starting to be built today, right? They're not all there yet, but there's so many organizations that I've had the opportunity over the past couple of weeks to either demo, to talk to look at. And that's kind of how I came up with my list. It's going to be fun. It's going to be amazing. So don't be scared of it. Don't be afraid of it. Don't put your head in the sand. Just start to take in as much as you possibly can. And then as the time goes, it's going to naturally guide you to what you think from an AI standpoint you need to start to kind of bring into your contact center. So again, thank you. And again, I just recorded this about 10 minutes ago or 15 minutes ago and just redid this whole thing again because I screwed up my whole audio. So I just did this podcast two times. Hopefully, if you heard it the second time, it was better. But appreciate it. Tom, thanks, man. He just shot in a great top 10. Tom, thanks. I'll throw that up on the screen. So, hey, I appreciate it. Hopefully this adds some value to you and at least get you guys thinking in a different way. But I'll talk to everybody next week.